Blog Talk Radio.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, and I'm feeling good. Running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Send out the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Everybody. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and good evening. You are listening now to Brick's House. I am your host, Michelle Brick Wilkes, and for the next 90 minutes, you're going to hear the sound of my voice, and I'm going to enlighten you, and hopefully you will call in and enlighten me, and we will enlighten each other, and we are going to discuss our hot topic for this weekend. But first, before we get into that, I just hope everybody had a good week. I hope that everybody did good things this week, had a good week. Everything was good. Everything is all good. And I'm just here on Sundays to kind of acclimate you back to the work week. And also playing soothing sounds for you to hear. That was Nina Simone, Feeling Good. Nina Simone, that's a classic, and a lot of you know who she is, and some of you don't, but if you don't, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful musician. You got to check out some of her stuff. She's really, really good. Okay? Without belaboring and me blabbering off, I'm going to bring in my lovely, wonderful co-host, the landlady, Miss LaCrush Hart. Miss LaCrush, how are you doing this evening? How are you
this evening? I like starting off like that. That was an awesome song to start off to.
Wasn't it amazing? Feeling good. I hope everybody's
feeling good. It got me into the right state of mind. I like it.
Yeah, Coach, we're trying to mellow you out before
right,
you go back
right.
into that hectic.
At the same time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It had that aggressive tone to it, you know. So
didn't it, though?
I liked it. It was
kind of gets you. It's nice. Thank you. I like Nina Simone. She's cool. And what have you been up to, Crush? It's been a week. What you been up to?
Don't ask me that question. I've just been up. That's it. That's all you need to know.
Well, that's good.
Been,
you know what?
I'm in the chat room right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the chat room, so, you know,
great.
All
welcome
who want to join us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody want to join us? Go to the chat room, www.phonefantasyradio.com, or you can call us at 805-830-8320 and press 1 if you would like to join us. You know, we're accepting joiners. So if you want to come join us and talk and relax and chill with us on a Sunday evening, by all means, please call in. Right. So,
I'm looking at porn photos.
You're looking at what? Okay, well, you know what? Everybody relaxes in their own way on a Sunday. Some people watch porn. Crush looks at porn.
I'm trying to revive one of my businesses, so I'm looking for some adult content to purchase. I just want to get that off my chest.
Okay. Well, you know what? Thank you for sharing. Bookmark that site, by the way.
My week off.
Well, I want to thank you for sharing. What I can say about this week, this has been a heck of a week. You know, not to take up too much time, but it's been a lot in the news lately. A lot of stuff going on about this virus going around, and everybody needs to be, I think we all need to be vigilant, and we all need to watch the news. As much as I hate it, I watch it. I encourage everybody, some people hate the news, they don't want to hear no bad news, but sometimes you need to know what's going on. So you want to be in the know, at least watch a half an hour of news every day. Try to.
Nope.
I know it's hard.
Nope. I get my news from Facebook and the internet.
See, that's no good. That's no good.
I'll go to Yahoo.com.
Even if you get it from Yahoo, that's good as long as you're looking at it. Okay, make sure it's credible. Not saying we have much credible media out here, but at least one of the quote-unquote credible ones. Don't tell me that you saw it on World Star. Okay. Not saying World Star is incredible, but I wouldn't check there. If I want to know about something about the president, I wouldn't look on World Star unless I want to see something goofy. But definitely one of the credible news channels. You know, even if you listen to, CNN is about as best as we're going to get, even though I got issues with them. That's about probably as good as we're going to get. So try to listen to the news every day, y'all. Okay? That being said, let's get right into our topic today.
Okay.
And that topic is chivalry. Is chivalry dead? And is the women's movement the cause? If it is dead, did the women's movement do it? So me and you have been going back and forth, and I see a Phone Fantasy radio page on Facebook. If you haven't been there yet, please go and visit PFR Radio. What is it, Crush? You give it exactly.
Bring it to the table.
It's our
Facebook group.
It's our Facebook group. We've been discussing it a little bit there, and everybody has different views on chivalry, kind of a little clashing back and forth there. But everybody has different views. Even Crush and I don't really, we agree, but we agree to disagree, and we kind of have different views on it. And we don't talk about it. If you have any comments, please, 805-830-8320. Or if you don't feel comfortable talking online with us, go into the chat room, post your question there. We'll read it aloud and address it. Okay? So that being said, the definition of chivalry. You gave a very excellent definition of chivalry, Crush. And on the Facebook page, you gave us the definition of chivalry. And it was a very good definition. I think it was a very good definition. And for those that don't know what it is, it's basically that I want to read verbatim. But it has a lot to do with the key word that in one of the definitions is, it took place during medieval times. That's where it dates back to, medieval times. And for those who are not familiar with the term medieval, we're talking knights, of the round table and things
King
of that
Arthur.
Nature.
Kings and knighthood and
knighthood
warriors.
And, you know,
warriors.
Dare jesters.
Dungeon and Dragons?
Warriors.
Can we say Dungeon and Dragons?
Then when she said dragons, okay. Dragons is what gets you through the time during Dungeons and Dragons, because a lot of people can relate to that. So during that time, and it deals with the way men treated women. They were very chivalrous, and they to
that was part
offend
of it.
A woman. That was part of it. Feel free to jump in for us anytime you get ready. It was about having respect and a certain behavior that was exhibited when in the company and presence of a lady. And things like certain behaviors, like I said, would be done, like if there was a puddle and God forbid she'd have to go around the puddle, a man would lay down his cape for her to walk across it so that she didn't mess her, pretty shoes up. Or pulling out a chair.
I don't even think that it exists. Can I just ask that real quick? Did that even exist?
About,
did they really
it.
Do that? Huh?
It came from somewhere, Cross. It came from somewhere.
You know
somewhere.
What? I'm thinking that's movie time. I'm just thinking about it. Like,
where
they didn't
the
get their stuff messed up neither. That's something that they really did, though.
Yeah, but if it's called a fair maiden, yes, that's what they did.
Fair maiden.
So
they went from throwing us in the kitchen to throwing their clothes on it so we could step on them? Come on. That don't even make sense.
Okay. Throwing us in the kitchen. Okay, I can see what you mean.
Yeah, we didn't have no, we also got to look at our role as well back then when this was, we weren't, I mean, to you, they say, we was giving respect, but at the same time, we was in the kitchen barefooted, pregnant. Like, that was our role, too.
You're talking about basically, like, cavemen days.
Back then, that was our role as a woman. We took care of the house. That was, our role back then.
But
we didn't have rights to vote. We didn't have rights to vote. We wasn't part of society in that instance where we also was giving, we was actually validated. Like, our part of society was just to make sure that the crops grew, Okay, never mind. I'm talking reckless.
Okay,
back to what you were saying.
Well, when you think about it, you talk about the time we went from being like, cave people where they drag women and women would cook, did stuff like that. That was it. The women were women, the men were men. Isn't that like centuries in between each other? Man has since, that depends on what you believe. So let's not even get into an evolutionary thing. Yeah, but it's just based on, I guess, like, which came first, the chicken or the egg. I don't know.
You also have, those were nobles too. You got to also think that back then, knighthood and being, you're part of the king's court. So the women he was doing that to were nobles. And then you had those that were not part of the king court who were their citizens. I don't know if they were treated the same way. Do you think they were treated the same way as the noble women was?
Being
helped out of the carriage, holding their hands, and do you think the same thing applies? I don't think the same thing applies. But okay, go ahead.
I think the same thing. I don't think that they were regarded as such. Like, you wouldn't see a king helping a peasant from a carriage, no. But other peasants would help other peasants. You see what I'm saying? I don't expect like King Arthur to, to help a handmaiden or whatever out of a carriage, because they were looked at as just help. Well, not even gonna say slaves, but they were just the underclass. So they didn't even really associate with the underclass. But the underclass respected the underclass. So I guess it was done for the ones who weren't really, knights and what's the other one from that? I guess I'm getting all my references from this time from, that movie Ever After. Don't laugh at me. But when you think about it, it's a good movie. Watch it. I love that movie. So I'm getting tired of all my information from that movie. But they were treated as second-class citizens and stuff like that, but they were still respected. Mm-hmm. They weren't looked at. You wouldn't look them in the eye or anything, but, you know, they didn't kick them and stuff. But anyway, moving along. Now we're talking about a modern, I digress. Thank you. A modern, I missed that, you know. A modern, shout out to Mentality, Rob, what do you think, while we're on the subject? Shout out to Mentality. Shout out to, moderator. Shout out
happy
to
birthday, happy belated birthday to moderator.
Oh, happy belated birthday, moderator. Hope you're okay. What else? Okay, back to chivalry. I'm talking about a modern-day definition of the word chivalry.
Mm-hmm.
When I say modern-day, I mean what we do today. I ain't necessarily talking about, throw down your coat so I can walk across the puddle today. I'm talking
hell
about
yeah.
What we deem in this. That ain't going to happen.
My air walks do not need to get dirty.
No, they don't, but... They like just assume to say, okay, well, you know, you can step over it. They didn't do that back then. But when I say modern day chivalry, I mean like holding your door open, pulling out a woman's chair, opening the door for her, waiting like when she gets out of a car, you going around and opening her door. You know, things of that nature they consider chivalrous.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, and the reason why I know it's chivalrous, I guess, because it's like treating that lady as if to say, well, you know, maybe I don't want you to mess your hand up opening that door. Let me get that door for you. You know, or it's, you know, come on, boy, I'm going to let you go in first. You walk in front of me. Or even the matter of the walking on the inside, where they say a woman is supposed to always be on the inside and a male is always supposed to be on the outside when you're walking
outside.
Down the street.
Listen,
yeah, by the way,
I have an issue with that.
Okay, hold on to it. We're going to get into that. But for those that don't know what I'm referring to, I'm talking about when you're walking down the street, the man is always supposed to be closest to the street, and a woman is supposed to be inside, which between him and the buildings, I'm guessing, that they're walking by. That's what it means when we say he's supposed to walk on the outside, the woman walks on the inside. So, things like that... are not, from what I'm noticing, I'm talking about from my point of view, I can't speak for everybody in the world because I'm not everybody in the world. I'm just going on what I've observed. And what I've observed is that these little niceties and these little amenities that we've been given seem to have fallen to the wayside. They seem to have not, they're not happening as much as they should anymore. And this, I've noticed this because as I've, you know, boarded buses, usually a man will stand back and let the women go, now I'm just big men standing at the bus stop pushing women aside and to get the front seat. I call it a little bitch seat, which is what I call it because, you know, they want to sit at the front and, you know, and it kind of bothers me when I see like a big grown man, you know, with his back, especially if he's like 6 feet tall or something like that with his back. To a woman shorter than him, where he can be like, you know, oh, go ahead, you know, come on, miss. And not saying, you know, a lot of men argue, well, what am I supposed to do, get on the bus last? I'm not saying that either. But what I'm saying is, I mean, for heaven's sake, some men just like, I know there's just one guy I used to always see on the way home. This man just had to get on the bus first. He was like, I don't care who's behind me. I don't care what's going on. This man has got to get on the bus first. Okay, and he would literally, you know, you're standing at a crowded bus stop. Let's just say you're at a crowded bus stop, and he would literally excuse me, to stand in the front. So that when a bus pulled up, he'd be the first one on. Now, I know a lot of people in New York, let me explain this too, in New York, they don't line up for the bus in New York like they do in other places. Other places, they line up for the bus. Like, whoever comes first, they get in the line, and as the bus comes, they all file on. New York, I'll say in Brooklyn, because they do it some places. They do it in, I think, the Manhattan, they do it. And that's only because people complain so much. So the express bus, they do line up to board the express bus. But when it comes to Brooklyn, I'm speaking for Brooklyn because I work in Brooklyn and all it. They don't do that. Okay? Everybody's all over the bus stop, so you could be standing there for an hour and somebody that comes up in the last 10 minutes can get on ahead of you and get on the bus and get a seat while you're standing. So it's not a first-come, first-served thing. So I got an issue with that. Okay? That's first of all. I got an issue with that. Crush, you said you had an issue with the walking on the inside.
Yeah.
What's your issue with walking on the
inside? I didn't know that. Let's be honest. When it was first done to me, I didn't know that he was fussing at me about that. Because he's like, I told you, you got to walk over here. I got to walk. Nigga, move. I've been doing this for 30 years. You know what I mean? You're in my way. Can I go? Can I, you know, this the street ain't big enough for the both of us type situation. And so in some of the behaviors, you know, I'm an 80s baby, but, you know, I didn't get into adulthood until late 90s. So some of the behavior of chivalry or having manners or being a gentleman, some of those behaviors wasn't taught to me. I didn't, or if it was taught, I didn't know. You know what I mean? Like, from my my perspective and my case, some of the stuff I didn't know. You know, nobody over walked over, turned around, opened up my door. Nigga, I just got to get out. I ain't going to sit there and wait. Or when you get in the car, you supposed to reach over and unlock the door for them. You know, nigga, no, use your key. Like, it's electric locks. You know what I mean? Like, it's electric locks type situation. So it's not that it's dead in a sense for me, but some of the gentlemanly behaviors just wasn't something that you would see or that you know, or that wasn't just part of my culture, if you will. And that's another thing, you know, when talking about chivalry, knighthood, or being a gentleman. You know, everybody thinks that this is just comes with the territory, but you got to be taught that. You get what I'm saying? You got to be taught how to treat a woman. You got to be taught how to, you know, you got to see that. And let's be honest, this is 2014, but back in the 1990s and in the 80s, that's not something that was highly favored either. So this is not just something that just happened, or this is just a woman's movement, or, you know, so it's also part of a culture. Is this part of the culture? No.
Do you think it should be part of the culture?
It should be, yeah, but where do we start?
Exactly. Where do we start? And you know what? To be totally honest with you, I'm kind of scared because I have not seen it. Okay? And I think that it's starting to go. I don't see parents doing it now with their kids. I mean, I did it with my son, but I don't see it being enforced enough by parents, you know, of young men. You know,
but they don't know it. They don't know, because in the same instance, you know, you're trying to teach your woman, or you're trying to teach your daughter to be an independent woman. You know, you don't need no man. You don't want this. You don't want that. Blah blah blah. And I think you're supposed to be doing the same thing if you have a son, whether a daughter or son. But you tell them you don't need no man. You don't need no woman. You got to learn how to do your own dishes. You got to learn how to do your own laundry. That's what you're focused on. I mean, the other little stuff, you know, it's like, who's teaching a man to be a man, a woman? You get what I'm saying? So it's basically the same ideals being passed off that you would teach your woman that you're also teaching your son. And it's not because it's necessary or because you tried to do that, but I could only teach you what I know.
But see, the thing about it is, with that is, I understand that maybe every woman didn't get that treatment, so they don't know what it is. But, okay, you've had to have seen it. Even if you don't enforce it, you had to have seen somebody like, okay,
on the Breakfast Club, though. On the 80s movies, yeah, I seen it. In the movie theater, I did see it.
So what I'm saying is, to those mothers that don't do it, okay, you know how you want to be treated. It's like, okay, for all those mothers out there, okay, who don't do it, okay, just remember when you were pregnant and you got on the bus or whatever, or on the train, You ever get on the bus or the train and it's like you ready to, you know, you're tired, you got a big old belly, you know, or whatever, and not one man will give up and get up his seat because, you know, not one of them will say, miss, sit down. You're on a train that's swaying back and forth. You're obviously with child, so have a seat. And some men will just sit there, okay, and watch you. And you ever see a woman will get up and say, miss, come sit down. Because it looks like, you know, you can stand right in front of a man. And I've seen it done. I've seen women get on, stand there in front of a man, and he will not act like he don't even see her. And so another older lady will say, miss, come sit down right here. And she'll say it loud enough, like, you know what, you know you need to get up. But come here and sit down, miss. And the woman says, oh, thank you, whatever, whatever. Now, to the mothers that don't enforce that, don't you know how it feels to want to sit down and wish somebody would get up? And especially one of these big strapping young men would get up and give you a seat, you know, and they don't do it. So and it happened to me. So that's why I was like, yeah, I had my says, this is a boy, sure enough. He ain't going to be like that, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's like when he had to learn. When I was on the bus, have you ever seen it? You probably seen it as well when you're on the bus and you see a mother and a son on the bus and a woman gets on, an older lady. She go, hey, get up, Daryl. You ever seen? I mean, my mother has done it to me. I mean, she's done it to my brothers. But you ever seen, like, somebody say, get up, let her sit down. Mm-hmm. And you be like, oh,
but
man, I'm fired.
Chivalry? Okay,
it is chivalrous.
So here's my question, and I see we got a comment in the chat room, and you got a caller. Hey, shout out to Quest, his son. Oh God, here he go. on the Quest, here he go. There you go. On the Quest, my fingers hurt. I ain't typing with you today. Here's my question from the scenario you just talked to, and y'all are welcome to call in, 805-830-8320. I'm asking you this, what's the difference from just being polite and having manners to being chivalrous? Where's that distinction? Is it just for men to be chivalrous, or can women be chivalrous, or, you know, where's that distinction at? Because I've done it too. I've, you know, gotten up and let an older lady sit down, and it wasn't because I was trying to be chivalrous or a gentleman or a lady. I was being polite. That's what it was called. It was called being polite and having manners and respect for those that are either pregnant or older. I didn't think of it as anything else. So is there a distinction between the two, or if it's just all under the same umbrella?
That's interesting. That is very interesting. That's just a question. So I see we have a caller at 215. Hello, caller. Welcome to Brick's house.
Yeah, what's going on, Brick? Hello. You're so crushing.
Hey.
Man, how y'all doing tonight?
All right, how are you?
Good.
What's up?
Man, you sound like a real man should and all that. Let's check it out, though.
Go ahead, go.
In terms of
school,
I was listening to y'all. Huh?
I said school up for a minute.
Exactly.
Man, ain't about schooling, y'all. I mean, look, man, I'm tired every time I call into y'all shows and support. I got to get big size and all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I love when you call in. Not me.
I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Y'all want to support or not? Oh, you're going to say,
I'm excited.
I mean, what's that about? Yeah. y'all make a nigga not be chivalrous. Like, oh, well, they're going to come like that.
Here we go.
I mean, treat them with some more ratchet shit.
Right.
But nah, I mean, when you start talking about chivalry, all you really talking about is having manners and showing some kindness. I mean, it's really not that big of a deal. But a lot of things y'all was talking about before was, you know, really taken from a European perspective. And maybe when we think about chivalrous, maybe that's what we're thinking about. You know,
yep.
We might be thinking about the European definition or practice of chivalry. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, if you treat a woman, you know, with respect and you pretty much, you know, do things that you know that you should do as a man. And you know, well, let me back this up a little bit. First of all, if you were raised by a man who understood certain things, then more than likely he's going to give you the game. You understand what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, I don't think that it has anything to do too much with which generation you grew up in. I mean, I always buck that notion, you know, when people suggest that back in the day everybody did this and everybody did that. Because I think that whatever worked for the generation before got passed on to the next generation. So it's hard for me to believe that every man back in the day, and I'm not sure which day, like, are you talking about back in the day going all the way back to slavery? Or are you talking about in the 50s, 30s, whenever your parents or your grandparents was born? You know what I'm saying? Everybody's back in the day is different. But you're not going to tell me that every man, you know, was, you know, acted in a respectful manner, in a kind manner, in a chivalrous manner, whatever. You know, some did and some didn't. Evidently, the ones who did are the ones that we like to highlight and we like to use as an example. But evidently, there had to be plenty of men who didn't act in that way because they passed on that disrespectfulness, that rudeness, that that right of, you know, that sense of entitlement to the next generation. And maybe that's why we see what we see now. But like the same way that we say that it seems like none of these kids go to school, or, you know what I mean, all they want to do is hustle all day and be sexually promiscuous and things like that. We have to remember that we're talking about the kids that are out there, the ones that we can see, the ones that are visible. You know, we don't see the ones that are in school, that are, you know, that are involved in after-school programs, that are doing what they're supposed to do in order to ensure themselves a better future. So we're not speaking for them. We're speaking for the negative ones and letting the negative ones be representative of the whole. And I think that's irresponsible. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when I was growing up, we had dudes who knew how to treat a girl, and then we had dudes who didn't. And sometimes, you know, how to treat a girl was different from one to the next. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, all of that, you know, which I was talking about, a man putting his coat down so you could walk over the park. That, I mean, you know, let's say that did happen. It sounds dumb. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
thank you.
It does. It sounds dumb. Like, it real orchestrated. You know what I mean? But how can there be anything wrong with opening the car door for your lady? I don't care. And I do that even with the chirp. You know, just because it has a chirp, you know what I mean? Still, go around the car, you know, and open her door and close the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I was taught by my fathers, both of them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? So I understood things a certain kind of way. But honestly, I open up a door for a man too if he's riding in my passenger seat. Now, not like my, you know, like if I'm going out with my friend, I'm not opening your door. You know what I'm saying?
But for an older man,
yes, and for a younger man who needs to understand that. You know what I mean? You know, somebody who needs to be trained in that sort of thing. I'll open the car door for him. And I have a daughter. So, of course, I have to show her things because, you know, she's 8 years old right now, and pretty soon, you know, the little boys are going to start looking cute to her and all of that kind of stuff. So she's going to need to know how a man should treat her or a boy should treat her. You know what I mean? And that's not in no disrespect. That's not no calling you no bitch or no hoe or trying to act all possessive when you know, y'all just really talking, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, that's unacceptable. But there are people who accept that. You know what I mean? But, Chris, what you was talking about as far as the walking on the inside of the curb.
Outside.
Yeah. Now, it's a funny thing because my sister put me on to that a long time ago. You know what I mean?
Right.
But when she put me onto it, she didn't really tell me why. She just told me that's what you do. You always walk on the outside. Later on, years later, I found out that it's actually a protective measure. So just in case a car comes up on the curb.
Right, you do it to your kids.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I'm like, damn, all right, well, I'm learning how to sacrifice my life. I hope I like
it. Exactly.
That's exactly what it is.
Somebody had to school me on that. Right.
Yeah. But even with that, that's not a problem. You know, and I have been with girls who are not used to that. And really, I think that every woman should be used to that. You know what I mean? But you get treated, in my opinion, you get treated the way you allow yourself to be treated. Now, true story, some women take this chivalrous shit too far.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
You're stepping above our pay rate. We ain't get that far yet.
I'm just saying, you know,
we ain't get that far yet.
Throw some money on the rent. It's levels to this. That's what I'm saying. It's levels to this.
We on a quest, son.
Sorry,
you're going to have to hold me back. Me and on a quest going to fight.
Oh, yeah, what y'all fight for?
Mm-hmm, I'll tell you.
Ain't no reason.
On a quest is going ham in this chat room. He's going ham.
Yeah,
because Superman is here.
That's why. You're his hero.
He loves him so much.
Yeah, whatever.
You're his hero.
I tell you no lie, every show we have, I can even add you to the group right now. I wish Sean was on the line. I wish Sean would call in because Sean would say, Sean would do it. Sean would do it.
Well, you know why, because y'all be talking about reckless crazy shit, especially if y'all have a man in there. You know what I mean? The dumb night shit to straighten that shit out. You know y'all be talking crazy.
Oh, this is a show for us to do that.
Y'all need to do like 7752
on the quest. You need to call in on the quest.
Exactly. But see, he won't call in.
He always here, though. That's the thing. Son on the quest calls in all the time, except for today. He's not on the line. But normally, he's always on the line. He just don't press one.
It's called having a conversation.
That's all this is having a nice conversation.
I have people who called my show faithfully for the last 5 years, and they don't press number one. That's okay. It's support.
Right.
You there?
We want it 112%. But don't come in the chat room huffing and puffing. We're saying this and we attacking this. It's a back and forth thing.
Huh? Wait, Brooke said it at the top of the show. If you don't feel comfortable coming on the line, then chat in the chat room. It's an interactive show. He's interacting the way that he chooses. He can't win for losing. If he call in,
He be running from Brick. He really do.
I don't like what he just said in the chat room right now. Okay, Son don't say the same thing and we listen. Son don't say the same thing as you on a quest. Not really. No, he don't say the same thing as you. Okay, you throw the rock and hide the hand, but that's another show. Okay, so getting back to what we're talking about.
Right.
Okay. Now let me ask you a question, son. Since I heard what you said. Do you believe that men should do these things to a woman? What if a woman objects and doesn't want them?
Wait, say that again.
What if a woman objects? You have some women that don't want to be treated like that.
Did
you be
the
one like
outside or hold their door open?
Yeah.
So if she don't want me to hold her door open, like if she, like how would you reject that? Like if I hold the door open, what you gonna do? Not pass through? I mean, how would that play out?
Yeah. I've seen some women who do that, who will stop you holding the door open, and y'all really gotta sit there and argue about who go through. Can you just go through? You know, they sat there and they debated it real quick, and then because that person's resolve was a little bit stronger than theirs, they stopped. Or, you know, opening the car door. You know, he's coming to open the car door. That's only if he's walking in front of you. You know, he'll come and open the door, but you'll just come, unless it's locked. That's the only reason why he should have to come to the door anyway, because it's locked, but he'll go right around to his. You know, do she stand outside and wait for him to come over? He just lean over and open the door.
But you know what? To be honest with you, I've never dealt with a woman that's not used to being treated nice. You know what I'm saying? Now, they might not be used to a certain level of treatment, you know, like when you go out to eat and you pull out a chair for a woman and things like that and put her coat on the back of her chair, she might not be used to that kind of stuff. So, you know, you sort of giving an upgrade. But I wouldn't want to have nothing to do with a woman that doesn't want to participate in something like that. Because I don't support no feminist movement or none of that bullshit. You know what I mean? I mean, a lot of people got the game fucked up, and they got the game fucked up. I'm not with all that. You know, so look, I'm gonna tell you why it's bullshit. You know what I mean? When it comes to the feminist movement, you know what I mean? You know, all day, I'm not, like I said, I'm not interested in a woman that, you know, wants to be equal with a man. Because I know I don't want to be equal with a woman. You know what I mean? Maybe. I don't believe in equality and nothing. Now, you play your role, I'll play mine. Now, if we can't agree on which role that each other should play, then, you know, we can be separated. But you're not, I'm not with all of that. You know, you can do exactly what I do. You know what I mean? The Creator didn't make me and you the same. And because He didn't make me and you the same, we're not going to follow the same rules. There are some things that I can do that you can't do. You just can't do physically. And there are some things that you can do physically that I can't do. So I'm not trying to be you, and I'm not going to have you trying to be me. Now, if we can come to an understanding of what it's going to be, my idea of treating you nice is talking to you respectfully, making sure that when we're out, I treat you respectfully, and, you know, doing things that I've been taught traditionally that a man should do. If you are uncomfortable with that because of your feminist ideals, then I don't have no time for you anyway. You know what I mean? But I'm funny like that, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like my woman to understand how a man, you know, to hear a man out as far as the way he feels about certain things. But I don't want no chick that acts like a dude. You know what I mean? So I'm funny. You know what I mean? My woman got to be fucking feminine. I don't want no chick running around in Timbs. I don't want no chick with no short ass haircut. You know what I mean? You know, like using a brush instead of a comb. I don't fuck around like that. So, I mean,
yeah, but everything you're
dude.
Talking about,
but it ain't
is,
all for me.
Physical.
I'm just letting you know.
What you're talking about,
I like
is
my
physical.
Chick fly.
Okay, well, let me ask you something. Okay, so do you have a problem? But listen, do you have a problem with a woman who, okay, she keep her hair, nails, and everything done, look real feminine, but work in construction? Do you have a problem with that?
No. What you do to make your money is one thing. What you do as far as our relationship is concerned is a whole other thing. You understand what
okay,
I'm saying?
Okay, well, the feminist movement does not mean she dresses and acts like a man. That's not what the feminist movement is about.
The feminist movement, as far as economics, as far as the job market is concerned, is equal pay for the same job.
That's
I don't have
right,
a problem
either
with
way.
That. I don't have a problem. But
okay.
That's not the, you look, that's the easy part. I don't have a problem with that. Feminist shit I'm talking about that I – come on, that's not playing. You just not finna telling me that if I open a if I offer you a seat, you ain't going to take the seat because we equal. What the bitch, you better sit the fuck down. If I open the door for you, you ain't going to go through. I'm going to kick your ass through the door. You ain't gonna fuck up my chivalry. You missed out on trick.
And on that note.
For example, I don't know how to fix a car very well. You know, I know some things about a car, but I'm not a mechanic. You understand what I'm saying? But the things that I have learned how to do, like change a tire or change your oil or make sure that the car has certain fluids or listen out for certain things, you know, I almost know how to change the brakes, but I don't feel comfortable doing it by myself without any guidance. You know what I mean? But I'm willing to do those sort of things. I'm not going to expect you to do those sort of things. If I'm good at it, or if I do know how to do it, I'm not going to make you do that. You understand what I mean? The same way, although I can, you know, I was about to use the example about washing clothes. See, I've been living by myself so long that I'm used to, you know, doing things in a certain kind of way. And if you don't do it that way, you know, it's going to take me a while to get used to it. But the times I had lived with a woman, I did get used to it. And I learned that the way that they do things, just because it's not the way I do it, it doesn't mean that it's wrong. And it doesn't mean that it's not as good. It just means that it's not what I'm used to. And you don't have to fight every battle or create every battle. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's all. That's basically all I'm saying. Like, there are certain things around the house that I would expect a woman to do. I'm not going to stand here and say that she should do all the cooking and all the cleaning, because that sometimes the scheduling and things like that don't allow for that, you know. But I think that each person should be willing to help out where the other person may be weak. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But the person who's weak in that area should try to strengthen that area. Don't just try to put all the burden and all the responsibility on the other one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, basically, that's the answer to the question. You know, I might be anti-feminist, but I'm not totally sexist. Not totally, anyway. I'm sexist,
not totally.
You know?
Okay. So, I mean, I agree to fall off with 7752 saying, I agree, but as a single woman, you know, I'm not going to his crib, he's coming to mine type situation that I have. Like, as growing up, I had to learn how to lay tile. I had to learn how to paint, how to, you know, certain stuff that you would think a man would do. Yeah, I had to learn how to do that for myself, because just like he is a single guy living by himself, I'm a single woman living by myself. So certain things, taking out the trash, and it's not that, you know, I don't mind it. You know, do that, great. I appreciate that. Thank you. But that's just something as far as being an independent person, you know, and it does get to some used to when you're put in that predicament. You do have a male figure or a woman figure come into your life. It does take some use to letting go of some of the reins, if you will, especially if you're coming to their domain. And like you said, you're set in your ways, or, you know, you realize there's another way of getting to it. But, I mean, as far as, like, right now, I that's something I can't do. And I was told this year that I wasn't feminine enough. And I'm... And I don't understand what the hell does that mean. We've had this conversation, but I don't understand what that means. You're not feminine enough. How can a woman not be feminine enough, especially if she's not trying to be other than a woman? You know what I mean? That's not my lifestyle. I'm not trying to be a dude. I'm not walking around with baggy pants. I'm not, you know what I mean? I still wear my lip gloss, my earrings, and everything else in between. And it's not like I said, it's not in my behavior where I'm trying to be masculine. It's just certain things that I'm used to doing. I'm just used to doing. I don't know any other way.
I think we have another caller.
Yes.
I think we have another caller on the line.
Yes.
Hello. Welcome to Brick Talk.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Rico.
Hey, Crush. Hey.
It's Rico, Brick.
This is Brick Talk.
Yeah.
It's Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. As long as I'm alive, I'm good. How's everything with you?
Everything is good. Good. Thank you for calling. Have you been listening to our crazy topic today? About chivalry. What do you think about chivalry?
The discussion was interesting, but it kind of had me confused because all the stuff y'all talking about is just like regular stuff to me. Like, I never really thought anything about it.
Because you done grew up in a house full of women, so that don't count.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so, but that's just, but all the stuff that, like y'all saying, my uncles, my parents, my mother, like, they taught me that early. But as far as that, walking on the outside of the street, it's two reasons for that. It's one was protection, and the other one is because that's a pimp-hole relationship.
Oh, shit. There you go.
What?
Nah, because if the hoe is walking with her pimp, she's, like, walking on the outside of the street as advertisement. That's where that also come from.
Wow. You learn something every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they say get on the inside so you don't have that appearance of... Oh, wow, really? I didn't know that.
We got to look that
plus,
up.
Yeah, plus, like...
I had to do some research on that.
It's also, like, if a dude has you walking on the outside of the street, he really has no regard for you. Like, he...
But that's like, okay, that's something an old soul would tell somebody. Nowadays, women, like I said, I didn't even know that. I'm not saying because I didn't know that it doesn't exist. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying there's certain things, like you just schooled us on the reason why certain things that's happening, we don't know why. You know, some women or some men don't know why it should be done, and you're just saying, like, oh, that's just having good manners. But to somebody else, it's nonchalant to it. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have no factor or another way in as being part of a gentleman.
No,
because like,
I'm telling you, like, it's regular stuff to me. I've been on a date where I actually held the door open for a cab for the woman. She looked at me like I was crazy. Then when we got out, we walking down the block. I walked around her to go to the outside of the street. She's like, what are you doing? Like,
right.
I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And she's looking like nobody's ever told her that. And I'm like, damn, so... She got mad at me because I did say bullshit.
I did too. I got into the front. I got attitude too. I just sucked my teeth like.
Like looked at me and I was told I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. She's like, she didn't understand and like no guy's ever like been like that. So I asked her, what kind of motherfuckers you allow in your life? Then she got mad at me.
On that note, I need to be quiet then. I'm not prepared to answer that question.
Nah, because I'm like, certain things are just regular to me. Like, I guess it's the way I grew up because I never knew nothing else. Like, I've gotten the whole waiting on the bus thing, and I've seen niggas get mad at me because I'll step in front of a man and let all the women get on the bus first.
You're the one.
And they'll suck their teeth.
Yeah, like,
I've seen one guy who let women on, and they'd be like, yo, let me get in front of you then. You know, I've seen it. So I'm glad you're that guy, Rico.
I've cursed dudes out on a train for not getting up for the pregnant woman. Like, I just thought shit was regular. I thought everybody thought like that.
Nope.
Well, you know what? It's refreshing. I'm glad you're that guy. And
right? See, so Chivalry isn't dead. So this proves our answer, Rick. Chivalry is not dead. If there's one guy or two guys out there doing it, then
all my friends
think
like I do. Like, all my friends think like I do and do the same stuff. Because, honestly, it's supposed, like, it comes from, like, most of my friends didn't have their fathers in their lives, but they had male role models, like uncles, cousins, or whatever, and they was taught certain things. A lot of kids nowadays don't have no male role model. And truth be told, though, I have, like, 10 friends I grew up with. Eight of my friends who I grew up with did not, like, nobody, they didn't know their father either from circumstances or their father died or their father... just left or whatever. The only two niggas who had their father who lived in the house, like, who was married to their mother, them niggas ain't shit now. One, he got, like, 5 kids by 5 women, still live with his moms, and don't have a job. The other one, that nigga live off his girlfriend. Like, she got her own place, and she got kids, but they not his, and he lives in her house and smoke weed all day and play video games.
Wow.
But all the niggas I know who grew up without their fathers, all are either married, got kids, like work, do regular stuff that y'all talking about, like chivalry and is it dead, that we consider regular, is nothing special.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you very much for calling in, Rico. And I appreciate your comment. And I love your ghetto bullshit.
Thank you. it's been a while, I know.
It's Brooklyn bullshit. It's been a while.
Yeah. Maybe we'll inspire
you tonight.
Hopefully. I'm listening to y'all and watching SVU at the same time.
Yeah, go us. We on the same level as Stabler and Olivia. Go us.
Of course. Oh, I've seen this episode already. Shorty just fell down the stairs.
Damn. All right. So,
I'll go back.
So, Brick. Okay, I think I lost Brick.
Cool.
All right, folks. So, we're talking about chivalry today. We just had two gentlemen call in and give us their opinion, and we really do appreciate it. Rico from Brooklyn, Sons of the Two from PA, and 805-830-8320. We're in the chat room at www.phonefantasyradio.com. You can go ahead and give us your 1-2 there, and we'll read it out loud. I have no problem with doing that. So my question now, because my co-host or the host of the show has disappeared, my question for the gentleman now is, do you think women appreciate chivalry? That was one of the questions we threw out there on Facebook today. But do you think it's an appreciation there for guys like you, Rico, and Sun 752? Do you think women appreciate y'all?
I know women. The women that I've dealt with appreciate me. I mean, girl, I've been lucky. I ain't gonna front. I've been very, very lucky when it comes to love and relationships and all that kind of shit. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, every man has his own experiences to talk about. But I can honestly say that all the women that I've dealt with on any kind of serious level, I've had very pleasurable experiences with them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it worked out or not is irrelevant. Like, I still have love for them. They still have love for me. And, you know, I've had the experience of having chicks tell me, you know what I mean, that I was really that dude. You know, so, I mean, and I know every man don't get that. And that's why I say I've been lucky, because it ain't like I've done everything to deserve that. But nonetheless, you know, you have to do something to deserve what you get. And that's
mm-hmm.
whether it's bad or good. So, yeah, I know that I've been appreciated.
Rico, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm back. I got bumped.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, I'm back.
I was trying
that.
To let Rico back on, but my computer froze, so I need you to let Rico back on.
Okay.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, there we go.
Sorry about that. We had
I was saying, I don't feel like I've been appreciated, but as, like, even when I, like, open doors for women and, like, just regular stuff, if they don't appreciate it, that's on them. I'll be honest, I don't do shit, you know, for praise or to seek appreciation or whatever. I do shit because it's the right thing to do. So if
mm-hmm.
you don't appreciate it, fine. All it is you indirectly told on yourself. You told me what kind of person you are. Like, if somebody opens a door and she say thank you, fine. If she don't, it don't make me or break me. I'm still going to do the same thing. I'm still
mm-hmm.
going to do me because that's the way I was raised, and I do shit because it's the right thing to do. Am I perfect? Hell no. But I mean, I, like I said, I think of most things as regular. Like, it doesn't even occur to me that, to not do certain things.
Right. Right. All right, Brick, to get you up to speed, I asked the gentleman on the line, do they think women appreciate their appreciate them being chivalrous towards them? So I had your back for that minute, but you can take your show back now.
Okay, I can take my show back. Okay. All right. So I think we covered a lot of ground here concerning you know, how you guys feel about chivalry. I guess the consensus is that it's, you know, it's nothing new to you. We have happen to have two gentlemen on the phone,
mm-hmm.
which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know. But I know you guys got some boys or whatever who don't treat women. You know, have you ever, matter of fact, a good question to ask. Okay. It usually goes around, it's been controversially, you know, going around, this question going on Facebook, you know how they have those little questions you answer. And I want to know from the two gentlemen we have on the phone, from each one of you, if you happen to be walking down the street and you see a guy smacking up his girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
do you get involved?
Oh, of course.
Okay. You do. Son,
yes,
do you get involved?
Yes, because I have five sisters, so I always think, yo, if it has to happen to one of my sisters, I hope somebody would help, cause, and I've been there. Like, I've seen it happen where one time I was on a train coming from the Bronx, dude hit his girl, so I hit him, and I slammed his head into the train door. She jumped on me. It was, you know, it was like, oh, leave him alone, you hurt him. So I let it go, but if I'll see it again, I'll do the same thing, because, yeah, she could be mad or whatever, but my thought process is always, what if it was one of my sisters?
Yeah, a lot of guys have that experience where they helped out, and the girl ended up going off on them, like, leave alone and all this other stuff.
But,
so, son, what
like
do you say?
Like I said, I don't do shit for, like praise from anybody. I do shit because it's the right thing to do. And I'll be honest, I hope the police ain't listening to this, but I've seen, like, I walked in when I was 21, my sister's baby father smacked the shit out of her, and I walked in my house, and when I walked in and I saw him, I was like, oh, really? So I went in my bedroom, came back out, and I shot him.
Okay,
I hope the police ain't listening to this either. I mean, I didn't kill him. I shot him in his leg.
Okay. Live Talk Radio, I'm not going to testify or nothing. This is a record.
Oh, no. Statute of limitations is over. That was when I was 21. Statute of limitations is over.
Okay,
and my mother's
retired.
My mother's a retired detective. She fixed it for me.
Oh, you see, that's
why I got to get away.
That's another show. Police corruption. All right, son.
Yo, Brick, why you sound far away?
I'm far away?
No,
you
sound like
far
you're far
away.
Away.
Okay, I'm
fine. Get to the table, Brick. Bring it to the table. Scoot up. Scoot up.
All right. Son, what do you got to say about that?
It's pretty much the same, but hey.
Pretty much the same.
So you can help out.
With me?
Yeah.
Well, for the reason that he just said, like, with me, I assess the situation a little bit longer. Like, because if I'm once I whoop a person ass, that's that. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no, you know, ain't no retaliating, ain't no blah, blah, blah. So, you know, if I don't know you, if I see a dude, you know, fighting with this girl out in the street, I'm gonna break it up. But I'm not so sure if I'm a swing on dude and all of that, because I don't know what the fuck happened. You know what I'm saying? Now, it could be a situation where they used to fighting. You know, she used to an ass whooping. You know what I mean? Or it could be a situation where she did something that warrants an ass whooping. I don't know, but I'm not going. You know, just as
I can't see nothing a woman do that warrant an ass whipping from a dude.
Sorry, dude. Yeah, I totally disagree.
Because that's something. Didn't you just say that there's certain things that a man can do and certain things that a woman can do? So
yeah.
Talking physically, a man could hurt a woman.
Yeah.
So.
Physically, a woman can hurt a man. And? You, look, first of all, there are things that any person can do that warrant an ass whooping. Male, female, child, elderly person. You ain't gonna tell me that there's nothing that a woman can do to deserve an ass whooping. What?
Not from a
dude.
Not from a man. I mean,
I
understand he gonna get sisters or his homegirl.
That's why I got five sisters.
Right.
Look, I don't hit women, but I know that there have been women that I know who deserve an ass whooping. I mean, there's some chicks out here that will go way too far if they know that there's no threat of retaliation. There's no physical threat there. There's some women that can't handle a man that will not do something to them. You know what I mean? Now you talking about a woman getting her ass kicked out in the street physically. Yeah, I mean, I've also seen women kicking a man's ass out in the street verbally. You know what I mean? Little dick, punk-ass, motherfucker, sucker-ass nigga, blah, blah. You ain't nothing but old pussy, blah, 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 blah. You
say
not going to tell me.
You
don't tell me you
away.
Disrespecting a motherfucker like that, but you don't deserve an ass whooping. Yes, you do. You might
nah,
not deserve it from him, but you deserve it.
Talk
you,
is reckless.
Well,
but
the truth can be
away.
Painful at times.
Walk away. A woman could call me little dick, do whatever. I know what I got. If she want to talk reckless, I walk away. Like, I'm not turning around and hooking off on her.
That don't mean that she
just
don't deserve
like
it. Just because you wouldn't do it don't mean that she don't deserve it. I wouldn't hit her either. But then again, I would never be called a little dick motherfucker or disrespected in any way. I never have been. That's not the point. I know situations where they have been. You know what I mean? Just like I said.
When a woman gets mad at dude and that she broke up with or a relationship over whatever, he's always going to have a little dick. Like, no matter, he could have a 12-inch dick.
No, dude, no, he ain't going to
have a little
dick.
That's what women say to bruise a nigga ego.
Look.
Every woman says that
shit
to bruise a nigga ego.
I ain't never had a little dick. You know what I mean? I never had a little dick to their girlfriend.
But you, like you said, you're one of the lucky ones. But okay, moving right along.
The bottom line is,
this is another show. That's a crush after dark show.
I mean, really, it is the same thing because we talk about chivalry. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Is it chivalrous to allow yourself to be disrespected but to still treat somebody, you know what I mean, with respect? I mean, that's part of chivalry.
Unfortunately, I've never
now,
been
for
in
me,
that
for me, I say no.
That is. It is. That's, you know, that's just the same. It's just the same as saying, I know you can do this, but I want to do it anyway. It's the same thing. That's part of being chivalrous. Now, is it ladylike?
Is it ladylike?
Then that's something
that's
different.
No. You being a doormat and being chivalrous, first of all, Chris, chivalry is proactive, not reactive. You have to. You are chivalrous up front, not when you're told to be chivalrous. You know what I mean? You don't hold the door after you're told to hold the door. You don't open the door after you're told to open the door. You don't pull out the chair after you're told to pull out the chair. Chivalry is proactive. You do that up front.
Damn, you dead right.
All right, then. So yeah, I mean, if you respect somebody that's openly disrespecting you, that has nothing to do with chivalry.
Okay,
you know
but being disrespectful. You saying if she say something, it's warrant for her to get an ass whooping. But my thing is, you have a mouth.
I made it pretty
clear
what I was talking about. I made it abundantly clear. I'm not talking about nothing else. I'm talking about exactly what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Now, what we were talking about was, you know, my man says that there's nothing a woman can do to warrant an ass whooping by a man, and that's just fucking not true. Now, it might be true for him, but it's not true in actuality, and it's definitely not true for me, and I don't hit women. But nonetheless, I've known many women that deserve to have that ass whooped. Now, if you could flip it all around, like, well, she don't deserve to have an ass whooping by him, but she deserved to have an ass whooping from his sister or his cousin, another female. What you're really saying is that she deserved an ass whooping. So regardless of who did it, she had it coming.
Okay, well, she could deserve an ass whipping by my sisters, but not me.
Why would you involve your family in your business?
Because I'm a man, and if I hit a woman, I'm gonna break her jaw, and I'm not with that.
Well, I'm not.
I don't advocate
domestic violence. I ain't never been in a domestic violence situation, but nonetheless, I ain't never been disrespected though.
The whole me getting my sisters, that's a joke. I would never even like do that, but I'm never putting my hands on a woman. Like,
okay, well, you make your decision, and I've never put my hands on a woman either. But I'm not going to stand here and say that there's nothing that a woman can do to make me put my hands on her, because that's not true for me. And for me, in all reality, that's not reality. You know what I mean?
Which one is it? Because it sounds like you're saying two different things. Mm-hmm. You say you would never hit a woman, but then you said there's nothing she can do for you to hit her. So isn't that like a contradiction? So there is something out there so you can hit her. So that means you do have the option of hitting her.
I say I have never hit a woman. I didn't say that there's nothing that she could do to make me hit her.
Okay, so you've never hit a woman, but you're saying in the future that if a woman did something for you to hit her, then you would.
Yeah, like if she tried to stab me, I'm not the bitch to fuck out.
Right, you would hit her, right. There's things out there that a woman can do, and you would put your hands on her. That's it, bottom line. Okay, now you got that out the way.
Fam, that's self-defense. I don't know if that really counts.
She just used her words. You can't have it both ways. You make the decision that you would never put your hands on a woman, or there are situations where you would.
Okay, so if she's trying to stab me or shoot me, then yeah, I gotta protect myself. But like, really?
Well, then there are things that a woman can do to make you put your hands on her. Bottom line.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. You know what? You got that.
So I guess I'm just glad I've never been in that situation. Rick, you need to get up to the phone, girlfriend.
Okay, go ahead. I don't know why.
You way back there. Join the conversation, Rick. Where you go? Where you go, girl? Get up in that phone.
She's deep in the conversation. She's so deep, she's far away.
Get up in that phone, girl. Swim to the top, Rick. She got us on speakerphone, and she in the kitchen, and the phone in the living room.
You need a bigger mic on that phone.
Now we just getting on your phone, bro. You need to get up in that phone, girl.
It's something with that connection, you know what I mean? Call back on Skype. Right,
shout out to Skype, because that's exactly what it is. It's probably
okay.
Skype. I just want to say that
Skype sucks. You can hear me now?
Exactly.
Okay. Skype's up.
You do sound a little closer now. That's better. That is better.
Okay. I guess what you're trying to say is that anybody can catch it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I read you.
You know, I mean, some women are very violent when they get angry. Not everybody knows how to control their anger to just being verbal. You know what I mean?
Right.
I grew up with some violent women, not in my family, but I grew up seeing women do some. I know chicks that are swing on a dude in a minute. They none of it. Shit. I ain't just gonna be ducking you. You gonna catch it. Shit. Look, from my point of view, if you feel like it's okay for you to hit, then that means that you've already put the forethought into it that it's okay to be hit back. That's it. I don't give a fuck if you Rihanna or whoever. You hit, expect to get hit back, because those are the consequences of that.
All right. This has been a very lively discussion. We are now 10 minutes before. We got to be out of here because, you know, the rent ain't paid. The landlady's here. She shut me down at 8:30. So, just like I said, this has been a very lively discussion. I really appreciate you guys calling in and, you know, chiming in on this. And I think I learned a lot today. I learned about the whole hooker thing. And we also learned that BK on a Quest is a punk, and he ran out the chat room. And last but not least,
we learned
that Sun 752 said anyone can catch it, even when women or the elderly. Anybody can catch it, right? The elderly can catch it.
Any blind, cripple, and crazy, right?
Exactly. He don't care. Everybody can catch it. Okay? So we learned that today, basically. Sun 752, you want to tell us about your show coming up this week?
Oh, well, you know what? I do a show every day now, every single day. It's just a little show.
Oh, talk about your everyday thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Early in the morning. 6 o'clock in the morning. It's just a little something to get you going. It's only a 15-minute show. I call it the Daily Go Get'emism. You know what I mean? It's just a little inspirational word right quick in the morning, 6 a.m. So, you know what I mean? Holler at me if you get a chance. You up early in the morning or late at night, whatever the case may be. Hit up them numbers, 347-677-1533 for the Daily Go Get'emism show. And on the Wednesday show, this Wednesday, we're going to be talking about, I got two white women, and we're going to be talking about white women raising black babies. So we're going to talk about the challenges that white women have raising a biracial child. So
I got to be there for that one.
Yeah.
100%. I got to listen in.
No doubt.
Throw the number out there. I'll keep you informed, Rico.
Okay.
Crush.
Yes,
what we got coming up? What we got coming up tomorrow and Monday, Crush? What's going on?
Well, tomorrow, as always, just talking some random shit on Musically Inclined, like we always do. And then Tuesday, it's the third Tuesday of the month, so it's Crushing After Dark.
Ooh.
And on this episode of Crushing After Dark, we're talking about sexual healing. From a traumatic experience or a simple exposure to typical negative beliefs about sex that cause limitations in sexual pleasure. So to regain control of your mind and body is a process that includes relinquishing your genital armoring, recovering your sexual energy, and overcoming your fear of sleeping with the enemy. So we'll be exploring all that and then some on about sexual healing. So tune in Tuesday and Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, right here on Phone Fantasy Radio, www.phonefantasyradio.com. And our number to call it, 805-830-8320. Press 1 to speak.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So next week on The Brick House, we will be discussing and asking the question, is this the end?
About
that's
what?
The question next week. The end of the world.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what we are talking about next week. We
the end of what?
The end of the world.
Is it end of the United States? That's what I want to know. Is our freedom
is the end of the world, basically. When you look at everything that's going on in the world, we're going to look at all the diseases, all the catastrophes, the plagues, the
global
weather. We're going to talk about theories like such as Illuminati. We're going to talk about the Mayan calendar. We're going to talk about the rapture. Is this the end? And if it is, what's going to happen? So you got to be here next week.
We are good.
We're going to get into this. We're going to chop it up, mash it up, and talk about is this the end? Are we preparing for the end of civilization, the world as we know it? So you definitely want to be here next week.
The apocalypse.
Exactly. We're going to be talking about all that. So you want to definitely be here next week. Same time, 7 p.m., 6 Central. You want to be here at the same time, and we can match it up and throw theories around and see what's good and what's not good and what we need to throw out and what we believe. So it's going to definitely be interesting. Okay, guys, I want to thank you all for tuning in. We sang you in. We're going to sing you out. Okay? Anybody want to give a last shout-out, last-minute shout-out before we cut?
out of here.
I want to give a shout out to Cablevision. Optimal sucks monkey balls. There we go. I wanted to say that I have no internet access right now. I got no cable. I don't know what to do with myself. I've been twiddling my thumbs. I'm just feeling some type of way right now.
$227 this week.
They talk about all the $700.
Oh,
they say I owe them $700. Checks done been returned and shit.
I pay them every other month, but I'm going to pay them this month. I don't want to, but.
All right. So we're out of here, guys.
All right. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you, everybody, for calling.
Thank
you very much for calling.
Peace.
Take care. Peace, everybody. Crush.
What are we going out with?
We going out of here with, I don't know. Oh, yeah. I just got familiar with. His name is Mr. Aloe Black. And this song is called Love is the Answer. I love this song. So, thank you everybody for tuning in once again. And we'll see you this same time next week. Until then, take care. God bless and be safe. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Everywhere from stepping on up, we don't care. Somebody tell me what we are.